Are you permitted to throw bread? Are you permitted to throw food? What about if the food is in a package? So the Gemara in Brachos says a statement of Shmuel that a person can do anything with bread. The Gemara then has a discussion and seems to say that you can never throw bread. But with other food, you can throw other food as long as it's not maos, as long as the throwing does not make the food disgusting. This is how Tosos reads the Gemara, that bread, it's always usser to throw, it's always usher to throw bread, because throwing is a certain type of bizayon, it's a degradation to the food, and therefore, I guess it either conflicts with Shmuel's, the Beis Yosef said, or possibly Shmuel would agree to this as well. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, on the other hand, and other Rishonim say that bread is like other food, that it's only usser if it is maos, if it's disgusting to throw the bread. But if it's, in other words, the bread's going to get disgusting. However, if the bread is not going to get disgusting, in other words, by throwing bread in a package or something, so then it would be permitted. Rashi, says the Beis Yosef, holds like this Rabbeinu Yonah as well, because Rashi talks about these, the Gemara talks about guskos, this bread, that it's only usser if it's going to get dirty, for example, in the summer. That implies that if it's not going to get dirty when thrown, then it's permitted to throw it. So again, Rashi is like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Gemara, which says that in the summer it's also usher to throw it, is talking about because it's going to get dirty in the summer, but if it wouldn't get dirty, it's permitted. So again, Rashi is like Rabbeinu Yonah, that it would be permitted to throw bread if it's not going to get dirty. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Basin's like Tosus, that bread should never be thrown. But Rav Chaim Sanzer, citing the Sefer Berachos Hashem, says that because Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah and many other Rishonim disagree with this Tosos, there is room to be lenient and to allow throwing bread if the bread won't get dirty if it's thrown. However, that does not seem to be the accepted psak. Accepted psak is what the Mishnah Berurah says, don't throw bread by Hamotzi. However, though the Hesoros Tshuva, though, cites the Ksav Sofer, who used to throw bread at the Shabbos table. So the Sefer Berachos Hashem wants to say, well, maybe that's because... one more sentence, and the Ksav Sofer explains that, or the Hesoros Tshuva explains that his father, Ksav Sofer, used to throw the bread because the table is like a Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach, they would throw the Emurim, they would throw the whims onto the, or the fats, they would throw onto the Mizbeach, and so therefore, you see that you are allowed to throw food and throw things on a Mizbeach. So the Berachos Hashem says, well, this Ksav Sofer is not really such a problem because maybe that was only on Shabbos. Maybe you're only throwing it a little bit. But, you know, the upshot would seem to be that you're really not supposed to throw bread at all, even if it won't get dirty. Now, there is an interesting aside. The Sefer Ayom, citing the Sefer Meir Oz, says that the reason why we say Kol Chamira by Pesach is in Aramaic, as opposed to a Hebrew or a regular standard clear language, is because you don't want the chametz to be insulted, because even though chametz is about to become usser, at that point, it's still not usser yet. So you don't want to embarrass it and say, like, hi, we're about to burn you. We just make you like afradara, like dust of the land. Or if so, we say it in Aramaic. Based on this, Rav Zilberstein says he wonders if you could even throw the bread into the fire, because it's still, yes, you're allowed to throw chametz, which is usser, because usser food you're allowed to throw, because it's not really permitted to eat. But here, since it's not yet usser, he would say maybe you shouldn't throw the bread into the fire. You should drop the bread into the fire, place it in the fire, place it down, and then light the fire, which is a pretty big chiddush. But what about if you throw the bread in a bag? So Meshav Nakasi, citing the Sefer Berachos Hashem as well, so he says, permits it based on Imri Yosher, that it's permitted to transport a Sefer Torah in an arges, in a case, even though the Sefer Torah will never really be, I guess, thrown around. This case will be thrown around when they transport the Sefer Torah. Now, the Berachos Hashem says it's not a proof, because the reason why an arges is allowed to, you know, transport a Sefer Torah in an arges is because this chest, this box, will protect the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is not going to get crushed. But a plastic bag, which you have your challahs in, okay, so the challah maybe won't get dirty if you throw it, but it could get smashed still, and therefore it's maybe better not to throw it in a bag as well. Now, what about mizonos? Is the same halacha applied by mizonos, or pasa baba kisnin? Is the same as bread? So the Gra writes that you can prove that Rashi, no, because Rashi could cite this case of guskos, and guskos are not really real bread. It's some type of doughy, you know, sugary, perhaps, type of, delicacy, and there's maybe some type of cake, and it sounds like from that Rashi, that if it wasn't dirty, it would be permitted to throw. And that's maybe because couscous is not actual bread. It's only this pasa baba kistin. So therefore you see that pasa baba kistin, and it would be permitted to throw if it doesn't get dirty by throwing it. But what about the final question? Is there any chumra out there that you shouldn't throw any food at all? What about these chassidim? They have the apple tish. So the Prima Gadim says that throwing apples in Simchas Torah, which I guess is maybe one of the makoros for the chassidim, they throw apples on and some of the tishes. So the Prima Gadim says you could throw the apples as long as they don't get dirty. So clearly you see that it's not a problem. And Berachas Hashem cites Mar Gamar and Brachos. There is a story about Amoraim. They threw some type of meat or some type of a date as well. So it sounds like that you are allowed to throw. There's no problem. But the Sefer Oruch Neman says that it's preferable not to throw because people are going to learn the wrong way to act. And the Gemara is not approved because maybe that was talking about a Sudas Mitzvah. Maybe Sudas Mitzvah is fine. But in general, you shouldn't even throw any food. Question is, if it's in a bag, is still you shouldn't be thrown, even if it's not going to get dirty. There is that chumrah out there. However, if it's for a mitzvah, like throwing food at a chasan, then there is room to be lenient. That is based on an explicit Shulchan Aruch.